It's 7:04. This is KRCC and CPR News. I'm Kendra Carr in Colorado Springs. The federal government is threatening to take over wolf management in Colorado. As CPR's Sam Brash reports, that could put an end to the state's efforts to restore the species.
The director of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service sent a letter to state wildlife managers on December 18th. It claims Colorado hasn't fully complied with its own wolf management plan, mostly because it reintroduced wolves captured in Canada. It demands the state fully detail its wolf work by mid-January, and if it doesn't, the Trump administration will begin a process to cancel the agreement giving Colorado authority over the species. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
A new program in Pueblo will train aircraft maintenance technicians. KRCC's Brianna Heaney has more.
The new aviation program at Pueblo Community College is slated to launch this fall with an emphasis on serving veterans, high school graduates, and former coal workers. The state is kicking in around $500,000 from a fund to support local economies that have historically relied on coal. According to the state, the program should bring about 45 new full-time jobs to Pueblo over the next few years. The state also cites the Bureau of Labor Statistics, which says the aviation industry will need to fill approximately 12,000 aircraft mechanic positions to meet demand as workers retire. Brianna Heaney, KRCC News.
The Trump administration hit a major legal obstacle as it tries to get patient and provider documents related to gender-affirming care. A federal magistrate judge Monday recommended squashing the government subpoena of Children's Hospital Colorado. The magistrate wrote, "The government was conducting a dragnet and targeting hospitals that provide lawful care that the administration deems barbaric." Still, Children's and Denver Hospital both paused the care in Colorado following threats from the government over funding. A district judge still must rule. You're listening to KRCC and CPR News. I'm Kendra Carr.